Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
With the revelation last week that former Governor Brian Schweitzer may have broken campaign finance laws by setting up a nonprofit corporation to hide illegal campaign donations, the subject of so-called dark money has once again come front and center. I say so-called dark money because no one really knows what the term actually means. It sounds ominous and threatening and shady. Certainly no self-respecting person or organization would use dark money. It just sounds illegal, and it's designed to. The truth is, the term dark money was first coined by politicians like Governor Schweitzer himself, who didn't want their voting records exposed. The so-called dark money bill in the last legislative session was a joint effort by Democratic Governor Steve Bullock and Republican Senator Jim Peterson, and it was a bill written by politicians for politicians. With the advent of the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision, groups like the Montana Family Foundation were, for the first time, allowed to fully participate in elections. We were involved in 23 races and won 20 of them. We exposed voting records, we exposed liberal candidates who were claiming to be conservatives, we exposed Republican candidates who supported unrestricted abortions in violation of their party's platform, and we even exposed a candidate who had recently pled guilty to a federal fraud charge. And in every case, the candidates cried foul and accused us of negative campaigning. But every ad that we created was fully documented, vetted by our attorneys, and fully disclosed on our campaign finance reports. Nothing that we did was anonymous. And all of it resonated with the voters who were tired of being lied to by candidates. We were effective, and that made some groups of politicians extremely angry. They coined the term dark money and pointed to certain groups who violated existing campaign finance laws as examples of how money was influencing the system. To be honest, there were groups who did that, on both sides, conservative and liberal. Groups who spent money on races and then refused to report it, or who sent anonymous attack pieces into districts at the last minute. The vast majority of political groups did none of this, but now find themselves the targets of politicians who want to muddy the water and use the groups who broke the laws as an excuse to silence anyone who opposes them. The main goal of the dark money bills is to get the names of anyone who donates to a nonprofit that's involved in politics. And once those names are disclosed, those donors are vulnerable to attacks and intimidation. We saw it happen in California and Washington, where those who contributed to groups opposed to same-sex marriage had their homes and businesses vandalized. Can you imagine what would happen to a union school teacher who was found to have contributed to an organization that supports school choice? And in our case, donors who make restricted donations for things like marriage or parenting seminars would have to be disclosed on our campaign finance reports, even if their donations were completely non-political. Rather than passing new laws designed to silence debate, it's time to enforce the existing laws and bring accountability to the system. So-called dark money bills were written by politicians for politicians, and in my opinion, they're a bad idea. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofty reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.